Hey, morning.
Good morning.
Girls want some cereal?
Yes, please.
All right, we got your puffs, we got your pops, we've got some sort of smacks, we've got everything here.
There's only one thing I want for breakfast. Vanilla weasels. The most delectable cookie ever created. My weasels, who ate my weasels?
She did. I did. You did.
Yeah, well, somebody did.
Oh, come on, Steph. You were eating three at a time. How would you know you had your head in the tin? What are you saying? I have no self-control? I bet you couldn't go one day without sweets.
Oh, I could go a lot longer than you could.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. First one to eat, lick, or even nibble a sweet has to do the other one's chores for an entire week. It's a bet, Sarah Lee. You're on, Mrs. Fields.
Yeah, well, this is all fine and good, but I still happen to be weaselless.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm taking the boys shopping. I'll put your stupid weasels on my list. You can relax, sugar gut.
Thanks, black licorice hair.
Jess, I hope this time you will stick to that list. Last time you went shopping with the boys, I sent you for eggs. You came back with Slinkies.
We like shopping with Daddy. He buys us everything.
Well, the boys are exaggerating a little bit.
Can we have a pony?
Only if it's on sale, son.
Thanks, Aunt Becky. I'm going to work with Dad because it's bring your daughter to work day.
I grew up on a farm. Every day was bring your daughter to work day.
Michelle, you should be very excited because today you're going to get a chance to see what your dad really does at Wake Up San Francisco.
Don't you just talk and drink coffee?
Sweetheart, that's only in front of the camera. Behind the camera, there's donuts. Don't worry, honey. You're going to see a lot of stuff that's going to make you very proud to be the daughter of a talk show host.
I'm already proud, but I'll come for the donuts.
Well, that about wraps up another show. Join us tomorrow for Dog Makeovers,
where we're going to make a 12-year-old schnauzer look 8. Well, I'm Danny Tanner.
And I'm Rebecca Donaldson.
Saying,
have a great day.
I was going to say that. That was an okay show.
Daddy, you are so funny. You made Bernie choke on his bear claw.
Well, you know, sweetie, I do a lot more around here than just make Bernie choke. See that? I suggested we switch to decaf. I also suggested the weekly fire drills. I even suggested the suggestion box, which was really tough at the time because there was no place to put that suggestion.
You think of everything.
Well, not really. Actually, it was another guy who invented television.
Well, Michelle, what'd you learn about your dad's job?
He shouldn't talk while Bernie's eating.
You know what, Becky? I have a great idea for next week's show. Why don't we do a Welcome Back, Cotter reunion?
Oh, you mean that TV show from the 70s?
Yeah.
Well, that's a cute idea, but I don't know. I don't think Mr. Strobridge would like it.
Tanner! Donaldson!
Mr. Strobridge.
I've been thinking of making some personnel changes around here. Donaldson, I need to speak with you for a moment.
Me? Sir, I hope you're not thinking of getting rid of Rebecca.
Yeah, I hope not, too.
Yeah, sir, she's beautiful, she's witty, she's charming. There's absolutely no one better.
Exactly. And that's why I'm making her the new producer on Wake Up San Francisco.
Her?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Strobridge, I don't know what to say. This is such a surprise. Thank you.
Now, don't worry, Tanner. She'll still be your co-host. Donaldson, let me show you to your new office. It has a lovely view of Alcatraz.
Daddy, what does a producer do?
Well, sweetie, she gets to make all the important decisions. You know, who to hire and who to fire. You know the suggestion box? She gets the key.
And I thought you had a cool job.
Well, well, well. How was school today? Any sweet temptations?
You might say that.
Seems someone slipped some milk duds in my gym sock.
Really? Who could have done such an underhanded yet brilliant thing?
Gee, I wonder. Go ahead, count them. This one appears to have been licked.
No, wait, I did not lick that. I can see teeth.
I said that I did not lick anything.
This is absolutely the last time I take Nikki and Alex shopping with me.
Why? What happened?
Well, everything was going along fine, no problem. Then we hit the cookie aisle. Problem, you know? I mean, the kids start grabbing every cookie in sight. I tell them no. They start screaming like banshees, and all of a sudden everyone's looking at me like I'm Freddy Krueger.
So did you give in?
I said no cookies, and I meant no cookies. Hey, I thought I told you guys to finish those cookies in the yard. Next time you pull a stunt like this, you're gonna share a box.
Yeah, right.
Run along. The twins.
Hey, Jess, did you get my vanilla weasels?
Oh, no. Sorry, Joey. Bad news. They don't make them anymore.
What?
Yeah, but look at this. Hey, look at this. I got you, where do you see this? Chocolate badgers instead, huh?
Instead? Jess, there is no instead. Vanilla weasels are more than just a cookie. They're a lifetime of memories for me.
Well,
you know, when I was a kid,
yeah,
my mom would tuck me in bed,
mm-hmm.
give me a weasel, and sing me the score to South Pacific. Boy, those were some enchanted evenings, Jess.
Yeah. Now, suddenly, it's starting to all make sense, Joe.
Hey, everybody, guess what?
Yeah, we know. There's no weasels.
No, and Becky's the new producer of Wake Up San Francisco.
Wow! Congratulations!
Hey, congratulations!
I couldn't believe it when Mr. Strobridge told me. I mean, Danny deserves a job as much as I do. I don't know why he picked me.
Oh, don't be so modest, Miss Producer. I think it's great. I couldn't be happier for you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take everyone out for dinner tomorrow night.
Cool. Great!
All right,
oh, my
good.
God.
Hey, it's a Tanner family convention. Aunt Becky's just been made new producer of Wake Up San Francisco.
Wow, what a burn!
Mr. T, working for Mrs. Hairboy. You've been doing that show longer than she has, and they just passed you by. Bam! Big tall string bean left standing out in the dust. Boy, this must be gnawing at you like a starving rat in a Cheeto factory.
Kimmy, you couldn't be more off. I am very happy for Rebecca. I feel proud. I feel great.
What do you guys want to eat?
I feel like a big tall string bean left standing in the dust. Hey.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
I couldn't be better. Better.
Good. Well, why don't we go over our schedule for next week's shows?
Okay.
Okay, now we have a problem on Thursday. Alfie the Talking Seal canceled.
Laryngitis?
Letterman.
Oh, well, since Alfie's out, why don't we go back to my Welcome Back, Cotter reunion idea?
Oh, I don't know, Danny.
Oh, come on. It was your classic all-American high school sitcom. Remember Horseshack? Oh, 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 oh! Washington, Mr. Cotter, Mr. Cotter.
Danny, I just don't think Strobridge is going to go for the idea.
Yeah, but Becky, you're the producer now. You get to make all the decisions.
You're right. The truth is, I don't like the idea.
This morning you said it was cute.
Well, this morning I wasn't the producer. Didn't matter what I said.
So you were just patronizing me?
No, 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 of course not.
Like you're doing right now?
Danny, don't take it personally, okay? This is my first shot as producer. I'm just trying to raise the level of the show.
Well, excuse me if I've been dragging it down.
Danny, why are you acting like this?
Because you've been shooting down all of my ideas.
I shot down one dumb idea.
And you know what? That was my last dumb idea. You know, since you've become producer, things have gotten totally out of control.
I've been producer for 4 hours.
Yeah, and I've been quiet long enough.
You haven't been quiet since I met you.
Yeah? Well, maybe things would get nice and quiet if I weren't around.
What do you mean if you weren't around?
You know, not around, not there, absent, lack of presence, no more Danny Tanner to kick around anymore.
You'd quit over Horseshack?
Oh, it's not just Horseshack. No, I'm talking Barbarino, Epstein, all the sweat hogs.
Danny, I can't believe that you would put me in this position. Now, I've got a show to run. And if you quit, I will just have to replace you.
Well, then, I do quit. So you just replace away. I'll tell you something, you're in deep water now, Ms. Producer. Because you'll never find another Danny Tanner. I am Mr. Wake Up San Francisco.
Wake up, San Francisco. I'm Phil Blankman.
And I'm Rebecca Donaldson. Welcome to the show, Phil.
I was going to say that.
Phil, that only works if we say that at the same time.
Right.
Well, great to be here. Beccarino.
Well, it's great to have you here. Phil-a-Reno. And our special guest today is Janet Reno.
Ha!
The Attorney General of the United States. She'll be discussing her career, the new crime bill.
And she's cooking chowder.
So, what do you think of him?
Well, he's perky.
Perky? Yeah. I'd say perky.
Yeah. Well, remember, I only had one day to find someone. It was either Laughing Phil the Weatherman or Vampire Vic from the Midnight Monster movie. Phil's a good choice.
Yeah, and he's easier to kill.
I'll just fast forward to this other part. Celery?
Thanks.
What are you pretending yours is?
Snickers.
Dove Bar.
Want a trade?
Oh, yeah.
Beck, don't you think you and Danny could just work things out?
Well, I'd love to, but he's the one who quit. I think he's just having trouble accepting me as an authority figure.
Yeah, but you two belong together, you know, like Laurel and Hardy, like ham and eggs, like weasels and milk. Weasels and milk, my weasels, I can't believe they're gone. I've lost the will to snack.
Here, hold on, put it on pause. Hold on, look at this. You that? Produced by Rebecca Donaldson.
I have to admit, it does have a nice ring to it.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
What were you watching?
We were watching that nutty show, The Frugal Gourmet. Yeah, this guy's so cheap. You should have seen it. He was trying to trick a frog into a bag of shake and bake.
Isn't this a coincidence? Dad's here, Aunt Becky's here. Don't you think this would be a good time to try to work things out?
There's nothing to work out. I couldn't be happier with my time off. I'm getting to do all the things I've always wanted to do. See, I even made this ship in a bottle. Actually, it's more like a shipwreck in a bottle.
Hey, everybody. I finished my report, What My Daddy Does. Except now it's called What My Daddy Did. Do you want to hear it?
I'm sorry, but not right now, honey. That was the past, and I'm looking to the future.
What do you see?
A new hobby.
Hey, guys, I just want to say thanks. It's been really great celebrating with the people I love.
Would anyone care for dessert? Gentlemen?
I want dessert. Double dessert.
No, 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 no.
No, boys, no dessert, no dessert. Thank you, garçon. You finish your dinner, then you can have dessert.
Yourselves.
We want dessert.
Everybody's staring at us. Just give them some dessert.
What lesson would they learn from that?
If you embarrass your family, you get dessert.
No, we're not going to do that. You know what? I'm going to take care of this thing right now, and I don't care what people think. I'm just doing a little parenting. Eat your peas. Sit down there. You guys want to kick and scream and have a big tantrum? Go ahead. Go nuts.
Right here?
Yeah, of course, right. I mean, you can't do it in there. That's the dining room. And here, this is the screaming room. Go ahead, scream.
You don't go back in there.
Okay, fine. But you have a choice. You can stay out here and have your little tantrum. Or you can go back inside, act like gentlemen, eat your meal, have your dessert, and everything will be cool, okay? Go ahead, guys. I got time. Talk amongst yourselves.
Would anyone who's not shrieking care for dessert?
There's only one dessert for me, and it's extinct.
Yeah, I'll pass too. I got a big day tomorrow. Gotta get that chia pet started.
I'll have the triple layer brownie with the buttercream frosting.
Huh? Aww. Well, if no one else is interested.
No, wait! Steph, if we both give in and eat one of those desserts at the same time, neither one of us would lose. What do you think? I think the one in the center looks delicious.
That's the cookie crumble cheesecake, and this is the very last piece. Better jump on it.
We will. Not literally. We'll take it. Bet's off. Bet's off.
All right. Right this way, gentlemen. Very good. Come on, son. Sit down here. There you go.
Well, look who's back.
We are sorry. We'll be good.
Jess?
Hmm?
Where are our children?
Let's just say we came to an understanding. When they go to a restaurant, they act like gentlemen. When they go shopping, they'll be with their mother.
Thanks.
Oh, it was incredible. What kind of cookies were in the cookie crumble cheesecake?
Actually, that cheesecake was made with our very last tin of vanilla weasels.
Vanilla weasels?
Yes, vanilla weasels, the most delectable cookie ever created.
Weasel crumbs! They're mine! More! Let me more!
Joey, get over it. Get on with your life.
I can't get on with my life. Not without Ooflon.
Well, if there's nothing else, wait a minute. I thought I recognized you. You're on Wake Up San Francisco. And you're not. Say, what's with this new guy, and where did he get that laugh?
Yeah, I know. It's like a hyena.
Yeah, hyena. That's it.
All right, so maybe he has a bad laugh. At least he has a good attitude.
Why? Because he howls at everything you say?
He howls because now that you're gone, the show is funny.
Funny? Becky, I'll have you know that I watched the show this morning. I didn't want to watch it, but, you know, I couldn't turn it off either. It's kind of like when you have a cavity and, you know, you want to keep sucking air through the hole in it to see if it still hurts.
Are you comparing my show to a rotting tooth?
If the tooth hurts, suck it.
You know, it's a good thing you quit, because I'd fire you in a minute.
That'd be fine with me because you and the happy hyena deserve
each
other.
Oh, at least the happy hyena has a good attitude.
No, he has no attitude. He's a garbage. He's a laughing hyena.
You're staring again.
Now, one more outburst, I'm going to pick you both up by your suspenders and take you out of the screening room.
He started it.
I don't care who started it. Now, come on, you guys, you love each other, you're family, and you love working together. Now, this whole thing's just blown out of proportion because you got a little jealous over her promotion.
I'm not jealous. You guys think I'm jealous?
Yes.
Well, I'm not. It just bugged me that she got promoted and I didn't. That's jealous, isn't it?
Come on, Danny, everybody gets jealous. You know, you just got jealous because Becky got a promotion. Heck, I get jealous because people have girlfriends, their own apartments, lives. Another flan, please.
All right. Look, I got to admit it stung when Becky got promoted over me. But I got to accept it. And I will because I know she's going to do a really good job.
Thanks, Danny. That's nice of you to say.
I wasn't mad at you. I think I just went a little nuts because I got passed over in front of Michelle. I wanted her to be proud of me.
Daddy, can I read you my report now?
Honey, I'd love that. I'm sorry I didn't listen to it earlier.
My daddy was the best talk show host in the whole world. Everyone loved him. He was funny and nice, and he made people choke on their bear claws. I wish my daddy was still a talk show host, and so does everyone else.
Thanks, honey. That helps a lot.
Danny, she's right. I'd love for you to come back. I mean, the show's not the same without you. You're a great friend and a great co-host, and if I had been a better producer, I would have never let you get away.
Thanks.
You're the best.
I was gonna say that.